Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Oh, no, 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 cancel.
Hey everyone, after a very successful tour of Australia, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is continuing its Git Cook tour for the Melbourne International Comedy Fest. We're performing for two shows only, Saturday the 14th and 21st of April. Head to sanspantsradio.com/live for info on venue, times, and where to grab tickets. Both shows are completely different topics, and under 18s are welcome, but come with a parent or guardian. Ideally your nan, she loves it when we talk Avengers to her. Once again, head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets today.
Welcome to episode 3 of The Search for a Helm, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Proviously.
The knight puts a hand on his shoulder and says, "The Lord would probably like to inform you that he does not know of a helm.
My name is Sir Terry Burr. I'm kind of the highest knight around here.
These scones are helping. Thank you very much. Can I take a third?"
You can take as many as you want. At some point, because you've been here for so long, at some point the maid comes back out and refreshes everything.
Excellent. I drink so many cups of tea.
So if you want, you could bring him before the king to meter out justice, or you can be the justice. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. She's walking straight towards the other end of the grand hall. Behind her are 6 fancily dressed men acting as pallbearers for a coffin.
Whoa. What is going on?
That's a sad time.
Like Sir Terry Burr, he has this like sort of dreamy, happy expression on his face.
Excuse me, are you all right?
Yes, of course. I'm fantastic. How are you?
My dagger, because that's what he's been using on Dad.
That's some sweet revenge.
Yeah, my horse's name is Vengeance.
Michael Ware helps you with that as well. Richard Ware. I'm telling you his name.
Dick Ware.
Your servant seems to be a member of a cult who tried to kill a knight of the realm.
You consider the insane assassin before you. But take him away.
I don't think you should take him away.
Oh, really?
He seems to be affected somehow.
Frankly, I think you're in the cult too, Escargot, now we're talking about it.
Everything. Why would you send someone to kill my friend?
You're just very suspicious.
That's a very serious accusation you're making. Do you have any proof of it?
No, not currently.
Do you have any proof that it's not true?
Burden of proof.
I wag my tail.
I think you'll find, as a local lord, the burden of proof does not fall onto me.
I lower my tail.
Fair enough.
Frankly, I feel you've overstayed your welcome at this point.
Oh, Escargot, believe me, I want to go.
Don't worry. The king will hear of this.
I hightail out.
Very long.
Oh, shit.
Well, would you like us to send the message or shall you?
Oh, well,
we'll do it.
Oh, don't worry.
It's fine.
Because
we'll
of
send
the aforementioned suspicions, you're in a cult.
Goodbye, then.
See ya.
Have a
I wave
day.
With
don't
my tail as I leave.
Hang on a sec. Can I cast Zone of Truth?
Yeah. Verbal and somatic components?
Yep.
Everyone will know that you're casting a spell.
Wait one moment here.
I want to cast the Zone of Truth.
All right.
Are you in a cult?
Tell us the truth now.
Is there like some kind of like law proclamation that can be like,
as a knight of the realm, everything here is under martial law or whatever?
Can we declare martial law?
Or like right? Declare like my word right here. Everyone has to obey what I say because I am a knight of the realm. Or, you know what I mean? Like can implore some sort of law.
Do they know much of? This might sound weird. We bluff that tieflings are allergic to lies and I'm getting sick and we need to find out what's happening.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's the best kind of bluff.
Zone of Truth. The assassin fails his save. Must tell the truth. Escargot. What's your spell save DC? Oh, I should have written it down.
I do not know.
Oh, damn. What's your intel? Oh, wait. Charisma 5, right?
Yep.
Plus... All right, Escargot also fails. Oh. Well, yeah. The radius is only 15 feet. I'm going to say none of the city guard are actually in the radius. Mm-hmm. Oh. So Richard Ware fails.
You were rolling for us and I got so scared. You remember that?
You pass.
Thank
you know this,
God.
By the way. You know who passes, who fails.
Ooh, did I pass?
Ah, sick.
What about Tiefling?
I'm going to say you were outside the range. Would you like to step into the zone of truth?
Ty, what do you want to know? I'll tell you anything. No, I step out. No one can know about my guild secrets.
Surely you don't need a zone of truth if your kid's not willing to tell the truth.
Just be anyway, like, was there anything that happens. I wanted to ask
now,
you, Dad?
Zone of truth does not compel them to answer.
No.
Okay. So, first question is, the papers, what have you written in them?
Leave now.
What have you written in the papers?
Those papers, he gestures the one you're holding?
Yes.
What you requested.
What have you left out?
Nothing that you requested. Please leave. Guards?
What are you doing, kid?
It's like, remember you...
The town guard begin to advance on you a little menacingly.
I want to point out to the town guard that if they raise their weapons against me, they're raising the weapons against their king and God.
Can I throw you under the bus?
Your attempt at intimidation seems to fall on deaf ears. The only thing you can see in the guards' minds right now, or in their eyes, is weighing how this fight is going to go, and you can see that they're quite confident that they can take the four of you.
Did you order the assassin to kill my friend?
No, I did not. He steps out of the zone. You'll be leaving now.
I want to say that you probably should not be holding office very for much longer.
Better men than you have tried.
You have a pleasant evening, friend.
You have a pleasant evening.
All right. I say it with absolute genuineness.
Town guards stay with you until you're out of the keep, and then what do you guys do? They're still with you, but they, like, at that point they're still with you.
We're going to head. What time is it?
It's probably like 5 p.m.
Can I tap my tail on the ground like, rats? We missed out.
Psh, gee whiz.
Yes.
Sweet!
Did Dad think it was cool?
I was like,
that's up to him.
Push your tail away, we're in public.
Oh, so tragic.
It's sad. So, we're not going to be stupid to head out tonight. It's like nearly nighttime. Let's.
Is there a sort of camp along the way?
We can stay at the guild.
Because quite frankly, I don't really feel safe in this town.
You're the one starting fights,
Steve.
Buddy.
Steve. Okay, no, that's fine. We don't have to see my friends. It's fine.
There is an evil man is clearly ruling this town, and you don't care.
I do.
What is wrong with
all
you?
All in good time, man. Pick your fights.
I am picking my fights, and this is a fight that I want to pick.
Picking them. Just
well, where do you
want to
stay?
Wrong and weird.
I would say
so.
That
Richard Ware pipes up. I've got a place at a tavern not too far from here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I hired out an entire floor.
You're a curious man, Dick Man.
I got the money for it. Don't call me Dick Man.
Stay in the tavern tonight.
Is there anything on the way to the town?
Like
to,
what?
To the bluff?
To Jones's Bluff?
Yeah.
Can I see the map again? I don't think so. No, it's just a path. You might pass like a tavern or inn on the way there, but probably not,
okay.
To be honest.
Well, we stay here for the night, and then at first light we leave.
Sure, man.
Okay.
That's fine.
Where do you want to stay?
We're staying this is...
We'll stay with Sir
Richard. Richard Ware?
We'll stay with you.
That's yeah, it nice. Seems a waste. It seems a big waste.
Yeah,
not,
it does.
That's what they call me. He pats his stomach.
Oh, Unky Dick.
Classic. Yeah, we'll go to the tavern.
All right.
Go to the tavern. Make our merry way.
On the third, he's like rented out the entire third floor. It's 5 rooms in total.
Oh.
The rooms for the horses?
Sorry?
No.
You have to stable your horses.
Keep the horses, put them up there. Horses can't go downstairs. We've lost our horses. Flèche du bois!
You have to take your horses to the stables. Yeah, actually, okay. You probably might have... Oh, no, wait. You entered through a weird means. But you take the tavern owner says that he can stable your horses for you.
That's so
it's
nice.
It's you three, Richard Ware, plus he has like an entourage of 5 other servants and a maid.
Oh dear.
Do you think we should get our own meals prepared?
Probably.
All right then.
That's fair.
Probably for the best. Anything we order, I'll purify. Don't worry.
He has his servants just like from their own supplies organize you guys some stuff. And he pours wine for everyone. Oh, before he gives you wine, Tiffany. He says, is she old enough?
I just shrug.
You old enough, little girl?
Yeah, it was my birthday last week.
Oh. I didn't get you anything. a glass of wine.
It's okay,
I pointedly
no one did.
Look away. Like, just not going to match her gaze.
It's like, Hector, happy birthday.
How are you?
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's Hector, the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Okay.
I'll be back in a moment. Is there any like, if I leave now, is there anything I can buy something? Just something nice.
Markets are probably closed.
Like,
be
just
like
a
seven
little,
by
little
now?
Trinket or anything like that.
Markets would have closed by sundown, and sundown was like an hour ago.
I was sort of like, oh, okay, I want to go to one of the servants, these little helpers boys.
Man. Yeah.
Do you have anything like nice, like a little trinket, a little knickknack, anything like that?
We had a nice bottle of wine, but the Lord just asked for it at about the same time. So Ware says, I got you this bottle of wine.
No worries.
I'd like to, like,
you can add fine bottle of wine to your inventory.
I'd like to pat myself down, like, find my dragon dice, which are just dice for a gambling game. happy birthday. There you go. They're yours.
Wow, Dad, will you play with me?
Yeah. Play a quick game, I suppose.
Can you teach me how?
I'll give it a go. I'd like to attempt to teach my daughter how to play dragon dice. Something I don't even know how to play. I'll go red.
Red?
Red like my tooth.
So, Grace, you're a bad teacher, but that's kind of okay, because Tiffany, you're a good student.
I had to be, because no one taught me anything.
Maybe you saw someone else play a game once, and when he makes a mistake, you're like, don't you mean this?
Maybe you even already know how to play.
I just wanted to... Yeah, or the kids at the apprentice school, when they got older, they all did it. I wasn't allowed to play, but they all... I watched them play. They let me watch sometimes.
Oh, you get a set of dragon dice. You get a bottle of fine wine. Do you make any other attempt to look for a gift? Oh, other nice things? What did you ask exactly?
Do you have any, like, a nice trinket or something like that? Like a little knick-knack.
Well, Sir Ware did buy several gifts for his wife, but I don't...
Probably can't give you them.
Like, yeah. What? Like, what's the cheap... Like, not, like, what is... Like, what?
Like a necklace, some rings...
I mean, I don't really, I've only known her a couple of weeks. Giving her a necklace or a ring is kind of a bit weird.
It would be weird.
You're right. It would be weird.
You're about the same age as well. It might seem like you were, like, propositioning her or something.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a very frank sir.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I think it would be a very weird thing.
The necklace wouldn't quite fit over my horns.
Just hanging there over your face.
I could, oh.
You could do it like a
Oh. Yeah.
This business.
I have two holy symbols.
Circlet.
Like bang, cling, clang symbols?
Bang!
Oh, fuck it.
God!
Yes, God. Symbol as in like a little... what
it's a pendant of the... Maybe one's of Penia, one's of gnomes. So oh, yeah. One is...
Here you go. Here's a pendant, a silver pendant of Penia, the female pantheon of...
Oh.
It's a symbol of a sun. It's very elaborate, very pretty.
That's gorgeous. Thank you. Thank
you. Shoot you a look.
Where is it a loose
necklace.
Pendant?
Yeah, of course.
You were to see. This is the other, this is the, that's the human pantheon, Penia, this is Nobs. There's a two different, you know much about the religion?
No, my religion is leather. And the tanning gods.
Oh, of course. Oof. I want to explain to her religion, because
I'm keen to listen. I'm a good learner.
Let's go with red.
I'll go blue.
So,
and I have
you remain a very good student, and now you have a very good teacher.
Yay!
Hurrah!
What's Dad doing throughout this?
I hope just giving like this a dirty look.
So Ware nudges you when they're, you know, having their little... Because food is probably served at this point. Nudges you and says, "Cool, I never talk religion or politics at the table."
It's bad manners. It's just, it's the worst.
I hear so Dad bored. And clop him with my clop. I mean, coop? Clop?
Oh. Your cloof?
Cloop, that's the one.
Your cloof.
I clip-clop him with my hoof.
You hit me with your hoof?
No, like, because you said... a rude thing.
That's true.
And your noble man is trying to do a nice thing.
I'm only trying to.
It's a gentle clop. It's not like a stomp. You know, like, I'm not counting or anything.
One for yes, two for no.
And I talk when I'm angry with you, like during my teen years. Like, how are you?
Who taught you?
What did you do, Dad?
Damn it! I was about to do that. Damn my horse daughter.
Righty-o. Well, I'll stop then when she clops me.
All right. You eat your meal and then go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You wake up the next day and you want to head towards Jones's bluff.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's make the trip.
You're going to actually probably need to convince Sir Ware to come with.
Why don't you want to come?
It's not my mission.
But Sir Ware,
please come.
Sir Ware, Dick, you saw what was happening in the keep, right? Yeah. You saw what that was.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to come and help?
Got nothing to do with this.
Wouldn't I want to leave the keep where it was happening?
Well, that's where we're going, but we would always need...
coming back.
Are you going to the keep? Or...
No, we're going to the bluff, but we need to find this a helm. And you don't strike me as a man that would say no to a fight.
If any of you ever want to use your inspiration to get a bonus on a check, just let me know. I guess I should tell you more often when I'm rolling for you.
I guess we know, like, if we do a thing. We know
if you're like, this failed, then I'm like, oh, well, maybe we'll do that then. Then that one fails.
I'm
like, oh,
damn. Oh, I don't really feel so. I'm a bit old. You know, these bones don't want to get up and move for another adventure.
But you can definitely.
Find wine, Uncle.
But you can swing a. You can swing a club. Now, can I use my point of inspiration?
You certainly can.
Yes. Gotcha.
Oh, I hope I get a one. No. Oh, wow. I got a 20. You say stuff like, oh, there'll be adventure, excitement, fame, maybe even some women.
Classic.
Classic Digway.
Well,
if there's maybe a... What?
You have a wife.
Oh, dude, I would never cheat on her, but like... You know, if a fair young maiden maybe gave me a little peck on the cheek, maybe I'd be happy to help out. It's just a peck on the cheek.
I suddenly feel very disturbed because I am a young maiden, and then I feel
not that young,
almost. And then
you're his daughter, for Christ's sake,
basically
for
a
penny's sake.
Then I remember I'm a tiefling and he probably wouldn't be interested anyway because no one is. And I don't know whether that makes me feel better or worse. I sit there with a face expression. I'm not listening anymore.
Just the attentions of a young damsel. And then it gets the blood flowing. Then when I get back to her.
Please stop talking.
I remember what it's like to make love. You know? They don't have my anger
like
here.
To feel something again.
I start crying.
Oh gosh, it was her birthday.
What is going on? Why are you both crying? Why are you crying? Why are you... You're really cut from his cloth, aren't you?
I give you a thumbs up, but then wipe away my tears with my tail.
So the next message is there.
Like, clasp you on the shoulder, like, you know, like, all right, well done. What is going on? You're an odd family, the Graces. It's an odd slipper.
I ride out.
I follow Dad on vengeance.
So where comes along with?
What is Sir Ware's horse name? I'll name it.
No. So Richard Ware's... So Richard Ware's horse is named the Constant Craving.
Adam, why is everything named the Constant Craving? Why can't something be named Peter Hitchener for once in his goddamn life?
Peter Hitchener's a great horse.
Peter Hitchener, the horse!
The Constant Craving.
I've never been madder at you than I am right now.
Can it be like the
I'm sure you've been mad.
Or something? Compromise.
Compromise. Peter Craven.
The Constant Hitchener.
Peter Craving.
Peter
Craven. Peter Craven.
No, right.
Got him.
That's a
the Constant Hitchener is coming later.
That's when we get a second horse.
Yeah.
The Constant Hitchener and Peter Craven.
They need to fall in love.
Yes. It just becomes Hitchener Craven.
The Hitchener Craven course wedding.
You don't marry a horse, and a horse isn't going to take a last name of another horse.
You recover
all of your hit points, by the way.
Plop, plop, plop. That's beautiful. Anyway.
hay Nimoon. All the hay you can eat for a month. Provided by the male horse's dad. Excellent.
That's how it goes. In a horse wedding.
Oh, no, the lady horse's dad.
And the lady horse's dad provides the
boy horse's
Constant
dad.
Constant Kitchener, is it?
Constant, no, it's the, yeah, it's Constant
Peter
Hitchener.
Craving and...
The Constant Hitchener.
The Constant Hitchener? Where'd the come from? The Constant Craving
Sorry.
Or the Peter Hitchener?
So where has a wagon led by two horses?
Yes!
Peter Craving and the Constant Hitchener.
Can one be wearing a bow that looks a little bit veil-like?
No.
But like they just got married.
There's a limit. There's a limit
just
to where this...
Just on the back.
Just Hitchener.
There's a limit to this nonsense. There's a limit.
Well, we got away with a great deal then,
yeah,
so I'm going to count
You got away
blessings.
With two horse names, that's it.
Quite frankly, I'm happy. Me as well.
With Sir Ware's horses, Peter yep. Craving, and the Constant Hitchener.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I'm
coming
up. He set
so
off.
Good.
A pair of horses just Hitchener.
He set off.
Just Hitch.
Westward?
You've got
Let me
the
see
map.
The thing. No, it's kind of just lying in the middle when no one has it. Northwestward towards Jones's Bluff.
Ready up.
Did I learn anything in those documents, by the way?
Or Did you go over
like,
them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just like very preliminary reports about Jones's Bluff and Sunson. Sunson has basically no information to it. It's kind of just like a confirmed death list.
Cool.
That's a long
it's,
list.
That's pretty much all that they know.
Gee whiz.
Other than some people who were distantly away were like, ooh, that's a big explosion.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
So all it is
gosh.
Is like
Beryl,
a big
did you
explosion.
See that?
Did you see that, Errol? Look at that in the distance. That's one of their mushroom clouds.
Where, John? Oh!
Errol! Errol, you fucking cunt.
Whoa.
John.
John and
changed.
Errol.
That's it.
Oh, that explosion John. Changed John. Seeing that kind of raw power just put something into him.
You should look in your puzzle box. Well, we've got some time. Give it a go.
I hold the puzzle box with my hands and gingerly poke it with my tail. I love gingerly.
That's good.
I tap it.
You open it immediately.
Oh, that's amazing.
Inside God. Is oh, a single easy. Gold coin.
Oh, fucking... thanks, Steve.
Bruce.
Bruce
Get
was...
your bloody mock-up leathersmith name.
Steve was the one that we met at the funeral.
Oh, my gosh. This is so embarrassing for me. No wonder Bruce only gave me a coin.
It's like a kind of a Rubik's Cube type deal where you got to, like, position all the pieces right. There's an intricateness to it where you notice that, like, it's not just the top layer, but you can see in between the metal latticework to a second layer just beneath. And you can tell that when you shift the top layer, the second layer also shifts. And it's about not just getting the top layer aligned right, but the second layer as well. Mm. Eventually, you're able to do it. And when you do it, I'm going to say this takes like a day. So you're a day into your trip.
Oh, yeah.
When this happens, you hear a click and the two halves of it come apart. Inside is a single gold coin. It's minted not of any country that you know of. What's your languages?
Mm.
Infernal.
Common, Infernal, and Thieves can't. You can't. Mm-hmm. Cunt. You you don't.
We're all thinking it. Like you had to get it out. I understand.
You can't place what country this is or where this coin is from.
Dad?
Yes?
In your noble travels, have you come across this coin before?
Not this coin specifically.
Dad. Dad, was that a dad joke? Did you just... Oh, my God.
Yeah, a dad joke, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do I know of the coin?
In your vast... journeys from one end of the human nation to the other end, where they only use the one currency. You really have not seen this coin before.
Yeah.
Or this coin's like. However, you actually do shine a little bit more light than just Miss Tiffany Gray. Tiffany. Tiffany Tiefling Grace
yes.
was able to. I hope your middle name is Tiefling.
like you, like Tiffany, Tiefling.
As you're already writing it down.
What's my last name? Great. She's then like that. That's the one.
It's like Tiffany. She's a Tiefling. Oh, I wrote Grace.
Grace. Yeah. Oh crap.
Can you erase ink?
No. Nope. We don't know how to do that now.
Mm. Damn.
That's her name.
Yet.
Do I know that's my middle name? I feel like
Tiefening T. Tiefening T.
It's
a Grace.
It's just a T. I'll tell you when the time is right.
I'm your biological father, also your middle name's Tiefling.
I am both your biological father and your biological mother.
Popped you out of me.
It was a...
No
was
child a gross, wants to hear that from their
It was
father.
A gross curse.
I'm sorry.
Ah, oh, good.
Oh, no, I think you had a mother.
Kept going to call you handsome. I knew handsome that wasn't Hector. Your name.
How you going, handsome?
Hector the Beautiful. I just tried to merge them, like her handsome.
Handsome the Beautiful. yep. So, with your knowledge of the abyssal language, you're able to decipher parts of the coin. There's a lot of tiny script on it. You know that the coin is not of this plane of existence.
It's a I'll flick it back to you. It's a coin from another, like, land, another dimension kind of deal.
What? There are other... What?
Oh, no.
It's very simple.
I didn't have a mum to tell me all this, Dad.
The struggles of being a single father.
As you get older, your body's going to go through some changes. You're going to see through this fabric of space-time. Into the astral and the...
That's just normal. You're blossoming into normal. That's normal.
My ancestry is from a different plane of existence, isn't it?
No, your ancestry... Once again, DNA tested, you would show as human.
Yeah.
But what has happened is that your blood, as her blood, has touched or has been influenced by another plane of existence.
Okay. Would I have known that?
Yeah, you probably know.
Because it's like, another plane of existence, kind of like how what we're from kind of thing.
Ooh, Hector?
Yeah.
You're younger than my dad, but maybe you've been to some places that he hasn't.
Well, let me have a look at the coin.
You think you know where the coin is from?
Either rolled a 1 or a 20.
Yep.
Anyway, yes.
It's a, you know how if you go on vacation, you can like put a penny in a machine and wind it and it like presses out? You think it's like a souvenir coin from the elven town of Sidaea?
It could be wrong, but it looks like a souvenir coin from the elven town of Sidaea.
I don't think that's what it is.
You're quite certain.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Sidaea?
Can we go, Dad?
It is a lovely place. It is... What, do I know too much about it?
You know it's a large trade city.
It's a lovely,
a lot of trade goes through it.
Trade city.
Dad, I'm into trade. Can we go?
Yeah. I mean, maybe... Like maybe
it is a very nice place. I'm fairly certain it is.
Okay.
Dad, you've never seen it. You wouldn't
know. Can I have another look at it?
Or no, you cannot.
I am very much like, no, this is it. No, it is. It is what
sure.
It is.
You solved it there, Hector. Well done.
So Bruce went to the Elven Trade Center and all I got was this lousy coin.
Potentially.
That's the best.
Maybe he's telling
you. That you're like, I guess that's what, you too, if you believe me. Like, that's what he thought I needed. That's cheap souvenir coin.
Maybe he means for you to go there.
He did the thing as well where he like, it was her birthday.
Like, got the puzzle box open, like, pat.
It was
pockets.
That or a photo of him on the log flume, right?
What a fun carnival town.
Maybe he means for you to go there.
Yeah,
I'd really like to go, Dad. Can we go? Vengeance wants to go. Look, don't you, Vengeance?
I don't.
Can I be Vengeance or do you have to be Vengeance? I think you have to be Vengeance. Don't we want to go, Vengeance? Don't we want to go?
Is this a trick that you have previously trained your horse to do? Well, trick question.
I taught her to count with my own hoofs.
Did you?
I don't.
Didn't I, Vengeance?
Vengeance.
I thought three clubs was for I do.
Vengeance.
It is. Clean memory.
Vengeance makes like a snorting and like a tripping sound that like... No one here cannot mistake as the definite sounds of a horse not agreeing with you.
I don't know why you thought a horse's affirmations would make me more likely to take you, but like you can go. I'm not stopping you.
Nothing I love me back.
So, Chris, I don't think it is the town she wants to go to, but perhaps she wants to go with you.
You're telling me how to raise my daughter?
Not at all. Just
I look up
a...
from under my hood with big eyes.
Just giving maybe a polite suggestion.
What's that in the distance?
I think it's the town, says Sir Wear. Oh, very God. Tired of this conversation.
Thank you, Sir Wear. Yep, it looks like the town up ahead.
Well, I'll you make camp ahead, for the... Everyone. It's another day's travel. It's definitely not the town.
I make my point by scouting ahead.
I swallow really hard.
I just... I'm so sorry.
Just apologize.
I don't respond so I don't cry.
Try to teach me how to raise my daughter? I'm doing it fine!
You didn't.
You don't know my story!
You didn't raise your daughter, that's the point!
It's all gonna come to a head. It's all gonna come to a head. It's gonna get ugly.
I feel the tension. It's in my throat. I can't breathe.
So where, so over the next day and a bit, so where and his wagon keep you all very well fed and watered.
That's nice.
You don't want for anything. You're even able to sleep in the wagon has like a bit of an overhang. So at night you just like drag everything out of the wagon and you're actually able to sleep in it without too much trouble. In that night, Hector, you receive a vision from your patron, shall we say, the Deva
Galadia.
Galadia. Yeah. Yes. She appears to you. As per usual, she's like 10 stories high.
Tall as a hill.
You're simply dwarfed by her, completely minuscule in her presence. Mm-hmm. She both whispers and sings to you at the same time. So it's like a quiet, whispered song.
Do you want to whisper it and I'll sing it?
No. If you repeat anything I say, I'll swear to God, Jack.
You whisper it.
I swear to fucking God.
I'm actually going to put my hands over my mouth because I don't even trust myself.
We all want to sing it, but yes.
There is a great evil upon this place.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, Jack. If you do anything...
I'm being good. Just right. Do it.
There is a great, tremendous evil upon this place. Uh-huh. The veil here between the material plane and other planes of existence is thin. The evil threatens to burst the veil.
Burst the veil?
You must.
There is a tremendous evil.
You must stop this.
Are stop the now? Evil.
I sung a little
if
bit.
If Adam's allowed, I'm allowed.
You must.
Oh, no. Don't throw a pen at my precious head.
Implying that your head is more precious than other parts of your body.
Where all the business is kept. Like, it's where all the good stuff is. Everything neck down.
Everything else is garbage.
Cut you could still podcast if you were a head in the jar.
I could. Head with little spider, a mechanical spider legs.
Oh,
we
would not give you spider legs.
You get up to such mischief.
We'd have spider legs.
Jackson, if we could immobilize you in any way possible, we'd appreciate it.
Like, Zammit, give me spider legs. What a break.
No.
Shut up and talk in this mic.
Sometimes when you're in bed and Zammit and I are still up, we have conversations about how we might cripple you and make it look like an accident.
I can imagine, like, coming out of the bedroom in the morning, you just hit me with a billy club in the knee.
Oh, who did that?
Cops come around. It could have been anyone.
I don't know what happened.
Perfect.
Do you have anyone who...
Cops let it slide.
Oh, look, nothing we can do, buddy. Unless you can give us a description. It was all too fast.
I think he might have been wearing a mask. He had a dog with him, I think.
It could have been anyone.
He was wearing that Super Gym Friends shirt that's going around.
You know those people rocking that shirt now, officer?
Yeah, I look very much like, hey, Zammit, come here. Look kind of like this guy.
But I don't think it was Zammit. Yeah. Couldn't have been him.
He's my good friend.
Couldn't have been Zammit, because Zammit was right in front of me. It
happened. So if you could get onto that real quick, I'd be
Adam wasn't there, but Zaman says he was in the toilet.
I didn't really see, but like that's a place I know he's been. So.
It is like really sounds like the toilet.
He's done it the before, officer.
Really sounds like your friend Adam hit you with a billy club.
I don't know.
Adam, please stop interrupting.
Please rule him out, officer. Anyway.
Right, so vision from Galadia.
Yeah, you kind of like wake up in a cold sweat after that. It'll be like midnight.
There is a tremendous evil. Okay. Can she give me any kind of like a sense of direction of where or just around?
You're...
It's just basically evil present.
She's actually, despite what she appears, she's not omnipotent.
Yep.
No. She doesn't know everything. She gives you whatever information she can.
Gotcha. Right. Stop the evil.
She's as big as a hill. We should call her Hilda. I'm sorry. Hilda.
She has a name.
You apologize for that right after. That's real impressive.
Appreciate it.
Talk.
I was Jackson.
It felt like you would have apologized in the middle. You heard I'm sorry. I've called her Hilda. What'd she call me?
I didn't call you anything.
Oh, okay.
Other than beautiful.
Aww. I heard my name, that's all.
I'm the beautiful.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hector the beautiful.
You gotta scribble so much away.
Right.
Radio. So,
midnight. Do I go back to sleep soundly or do I stay up all night being like, shit?
That's up to you, mate.
I will stay up all night.
All right. You
maybe I'll pour through those names and of the list of anything that comes to. Do I know any of these people that any kind of hints or clues or anything like whatever happened in these things or even reports on.
Well, you see the name of Sir Howard Clark among the dead listed,
mm-hmm.
and you know. You knew Sir Howard Clark as, or like now at least, you know Howard Clark as their son. You also probably know, notice the name Baron Daniel Smith, who was the local lord at Sunson.
Baron Daniel Smith.
You knew literally nothing about him other than he was the local lord. You go through Jones's Bluff. It's kind of just a military almost style after action report from the captain of the city watch there. Talking about how the orcs kind of swept in, attacked everyone. It seems like, from the reports, that the host, the attacking force, was not nearly as big as you might have first imagined.
Huh.
So, Jones's Bluff population was roughly 30k. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand that, like, 50% of those are women.
Mm-hmm.
Then like another like 50% of kids. So you got 5,000 adult males. Cut out a bit of that for like the elderly. And you've only got 4,000 fighting people. It took only 500 enemy hosts to drive them out. So not nearly as much as you would have suspected. From the reports as well, they seemed very organized, which is insanely uncharacteristic for goblins and orcs and stuff like that. To organize 500 in one group is kind of a big deal.
Would I think like there's either an orc trying to like unite the clans or like some kind of mastermind behind this?
From the report, it's hard to tell. It could be Ahelm, as described previously, just very charismatic. But it's hard to believe that such a sickly person would be like Orcs value strength. No matter how charismatic he is, if they could beat the shit out of him very easily in a fight, he probably wouldn't rule for very long.
Oh, understandable.
Okay. He might. It's like well within reason that he would have, you know, someone else helping him. Okay. Someone stronger.
All right. I'd like to, that'll be my night. And while I wait for these people to wake up.
I sleep soundly.
I also sleep soundly. I dream of vengeance.
The horse?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You count vengeances in your sleep.
No, it's a nice vengeance dream.
One of the good ones.
The good kind of vengeance.
Is that the one about the horse?
What is that? How could it be a bad a dream about a horse?
It's like dying or something, you know.
Anything
beautiful can be corrupted.
That's true. Oh, no.
And vengeance will leave you just like your father did.
Oh. Am I going to try to kill that horse?
I'm still here.
Maybe.
I'm being a fine man.
You're like, you give like a little bit of an eye twitch. Like, I can't even comprehend this, Adam.
I can't comprehend losing my horse.
It's just, I do.
You've changed one like vengeance for a different vengeance. And that's kind of sweet.
No, I've got the real vengeance also. I've got the brain vengeance and the steed vengeance.
All right. Then.
They come together to bring me victory. I don't know what my life's purpose will be after that. But frankly, I can't see past it.
Hey, you go orientated. That's
brain
all right.
Brain vengeance is a real good phrase. Got that brain vengeance.
So, You finally arrive at Jones's Bluff, or what's left of Jones's Bluff. Aww. The city has been just destroyed. There's no people left here anymore. And the orc and goblin hosts, when they came through, they didn't leave much. There's a few standing buildings, but those standing buildings only are there because they were made of stone and so didn't burn down when the rest of the city did. You kind of just, I assume you enter the, what's, you know, the wreckage.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of I guess, Hitch, the craving Hitchener.
Yeah, and, Hitcheners. Hitcheners.
You probably hitch those horses a little bit out of town and make your way in on foot. There was no wall to the town, so the people just came in and out as they pleased.
I just need to get this right. The Craving Hitchener.
The Craving Hitchener is and the name of craving. The wagon. No,
Peter Craving.
Peter Craving.
And the Constant Hitchener.
That's okay. Peter Craving.
I don't know where the came from.
Constant.
The Constant Craving?
Hitch.
Which was originally going to be the name of the wagon?
The horse.
Oh, yep. Okay. So the Constant Hitchener and Peter Craving will hitch up. And then we'll walk into town.
Yeah.
All right, you hitch up your horses as well?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I give Vendors
I give Radney a carrot.
You give Radney? Oh, your horse. I'm like, do you have a hanger on? I didn't know.
Radney. We got a new NPC.
So Richard Ware hops off his wagon and he gets one of his servants to help him into his set of armor, which he kind of spills out of a little bit.
Classic Richard.
Oh, Unky Dick.
Unky Dick.
They have to, like, he has to put on a girdle first before they can get on the armor.
Oh, that makes me happy.
we have to also doff our armor, don't we?
I don my armor.
Oh, yeah. Don is on, doff is off. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don.
I also don my armor.
You don your armor and you doff your cap to someone. That's how you remember.
At graduation, you doff.
There's a doffin.
What's it called?
And then at the party after, you doff.
Oh,
what's it called when you take off your armor?
Removing your armor.
Doff.
No. Oh, okay. Like, so we got you can doff your armor or you can doff your cap.
Yeah, but
doff just probably means to take off.
To doff your cap to someone is an expression. I doff my cap to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don my armor, Adam. And then we walk.
It takes you a minute.
I put my armor on.
Yes. It takes you literally 60 seconds exactly, because that's how D&D works.
I put on my armor. It's good leather armor. I made it. It's beautiful. Everyone's jealous.
It's really nice armor you have there.
Good. Thanks. Armor. I made it myself.
That was a good education you got.
Thank you for my education, Dad.
Oh, that's fine.
And your approval. Okay, that's why you were pushed. Don't even worry.
You got some issues there.
It's fine, Unky Dick. We're good.
Hush now, Dick. It's not your place.
You know, my wife, don't hush me.
Fair enough, Dick.
All right, you mosey on into town.
Mm-hmm.
As you're walking through, you can see the first thing that you notice is because this was the road towards Fairburn Point, there's a lot of just deleterious all over the ground from people in their haste to leave. A lot of people were cut down on their way out, and so you're trampling on a lot of bodies. It's actually hard to avoid not stepping on a corpse.
Hasn't been a cleanup crew through here at all?
No one's been able to.
Dad, the cleanup crew left.
What? Oh. When?
Probably some cleanup crew still on the ground.
I think you're saying that the cleanup crew fled.
Right. Well, that's...
So Ware bends down with some difficulty and picks up a child's toy, maybe like a toy soldier or something like that.
That's
maybe a little bloodstain.
You're making everyone sad.
He doesn't say anything. He just considers it for a moment before putting it back down and you guys continue on. Mm. In the center of town, from what you assume to be bits and pieces of the houses that were nearby, a series of stockades, not stockades, where you hang someone.
That's a...
Gallows?
Gallows.
Gallows.
A series of gallows have been constructed, and many bodies have been hung upon the gallows. You see other things like beheading blocks and a lot of heads piled in the center.
This is pretty involved for orcs.
This is...
Piles of dead bodies, some like seem to have been pushed off a height onto skewers and such.
I do not think the orcs acted clearly alone. This is just like, with a helm.
This sounds excessive.
Unnecessarily.
You see dozens of people crucified.
This seems like really involved for orcs. And like a lot of it seems to like these actions are not somebody just trying to kill someone. No. There's a lot of
We look at sort of the if it's like what the kind of the wounds were or like the attacks, if it was exactly like, you know, like a, what we expect from orcs or what we might think from, you know what I mean? Like investigate a black like this scene.
Always end on end. Bet on piss.
And you're blood red.
Blood!
Piss! Like the colour of your almost skin.
Yeah. No, she's blue.
I said almost. It could have been red.
Oh, my almost true. Skin. No, that's fair.
Everybody has a skin and an almost skin.
Yeah.
All four of you.
Dubba-dee-dubba-die.
Dubba-dee-dubba-die.
All four of you, including Sir Ware, when you're inspecting the bodies, you can tell that those who weren't killed in grotesque manners, those who were just cut down, were cut down with ragged, awful, wicked-looking weapons, or what you imagine to be such weapons, weapons that weren't properly sharpened, weapons that were fashioned largely from just, like, whatever crude metal would have been at hand. And you know that is orcish blade.
I don't know why orcs can't bloody make a proper weapon.
No time. Too busy. It's
part because
they're always on the move.
Partially because they have no, like, skilled history of blacksmithy, and partially because you imagine them to enjoy the pain that comes with hitting someone with a partially blunt weapon.
I look down on the weapons I'm from a guild, and I respect those in other guilds, and we don't have anything against the blacksmiths at the moment, and I feel sad that these people weren't at least blessed with a nice blade. They deserved better.
You're mad at the craftsmanship.
So Ware turns around and says, that's very gruesome of you
I didn't say that. Oh, okay. That was an inside thought.
So Ware turns around and then says, that was very gruesome of you to think.
So Ware, get out of my mind. Okay. Is there any signs of like recent
activity?
Yes.
You scan the area.
Give it a bit of a scan.
Scan that horizon.
What is going on? Give it a bit of a squeeze.
Give it again.
Give it a bit of a squeeze.
Perfect. That'd be a really little like choir song, you know what I mean? Like it's almost like a whole bunch of people like
in a round.
Oh man, why has that not happened?
I feel like someone should have already done that. We should look it up later.
Yep.
But right now,
D&D is happening.
Sir Hector?
Yes.
You wander a little a ways from where the other three are.
Mm-hmm.
You walk down like a main street. The bare remains of a few burnt out buildings around you. You bend down to shuffle through some ash. And as you do that, you notice tracks, fresh tracks.
This is interesting.
Maybe within the last day. When you do that, you come back up and you come eye to eye, not maybe 60 feet away from you, but in one of the wreckages of a building with a creature. It looks like half man, half hyena. At first it was stalking towards you, but when you lock eyes with it, it stops. You can see it's wearing kind of like tribal armor almost, like hide armor. It's on all fours with one hand reaching out and the other hand clutching a spear just at its side. When it sees that you're seeing it, not only does it freeze, but you can tell its spear arm is twitching, ready to strike. Then you hear like sort of some rocks scrabbling to your left. You turn around and you see another one of the creatures slowly stalking on two legs, moving in between the buildings. You hear it again to your right. You turn around and you notice that you're surrounded. There's at least eight of them.
Oh, no.
Draw my sword.
Right then. Prepare for combat.
Come on, then. Don't make a bloody show of it.
Jeez.
Goodness.
That sounds promising.
Yeah. But for who?
Well, look.
I like to think the gnolls.
Me too.
Nah. What? That's giving you grief, Adam.
Well, what's got your goat?
What's got your goat?
Who took your goat? Where's the goat?
You'll never find it, Batman. The goat's somewhere you can't get to.
In my mind, Batman wanted it for the milk because he was going on like a health kick.
Yeah.
There was no humor between Zammit and Jackson at that gag, and that was good.
I tried to envision a scenario where I could, like, make sense of it, and it was that Batman was buying a goat because he was doing, like, a healthy, you know, like, a grow, like, organic, it's from your own home kind of thing, and that's where he was getting Alfred to get the milk now.
That makes sense. I got there.
He became allergic to the proteins in cow's milk, but not lactose, and found in other milks.
I found an alternate source. He didn't really like soy milk, so he tried goat's milk. The real problem with it is that Batman, or Bruce Wayne, being a very wealthy gentleman, only had one goat.
He was trying to be extra sustainable. He didn't want to take more goats.
He's one man, I guess.
Yeah.
He's just a man.
He's just a man.
Alfred's
a
taking cow milk. Alfred is not getting the goat.
Alfred loves a glass of milk. A cold glass of milk before bed, forget about
it. He fucking
it.
Loves
cold
that.
Cold cup of cow.
Yeah. We call him fucking old Moo Juice Alfred.
That's what we call him. The Dairy King. That's Alfred.
The D in Alfred stands for dairy.
Alfred Dairy.
Alfred Dairy. At the back, they've got just one cow, one goat. That's how the Wayne Manor operates.
They're best friends.
They are.
I imagine so.
They're good mates, but it's...
But it's weird, because, like, he raised him, so he's like, it's like being mates with your dad.
Yeah. I mean...
I wish I was mates with my dad.
Brought it back! Yes! Also, when you said they're best friends, I thought you were talking about the cow and the goat. I assume you were.
Yes.
Oh, it's very funny from you, like, he raised him.
I thought you were talking about Alfred and...
What?
The cow and the goat, and I was like, I guess the cow could raise the goat.
Why did you blindly accept that the cow raised the goat?
Because Alfred had the cow, and like Bruce's thing's new, like it's a new health kit.
Yes, but he got in to get a kid.
The cow's
a goat.
Bigger.
Yes, four of the creatures, the hyena creatures, are scramble among the wreckage so that they're in places of height against you, and all four of them draw longbows and train their bows at you. They fire with rapid succession. Two of the arrows strike you. One in the chest, one in
Sons
the thigh.
Of bitches.
You take a total of 11 points of damage from them.
Okay.
That is fine.
Okay.
Then four more of them charge you.
Ooh, how many spells?
Three slam into you, and with their spears, they try to sort of... Well, they use pack tactics. So while one of them is attacking you from one side, another will attack from the other to try and divide your attention. And they do that with expert ease, like they're natural hunters.
Gotcha.
None of them are able to score a proper hit.
I do not think so.
But then one of them, slightly larger than the rest, and this one with an elaborate headdress made of feathers, and you think maybe bones, but maybe not human bones. It's hard to tell in and among all the feathers, lunges at you. It hisses at you in a language you don't understand, but you assume it has something to do with the other creatures. Or it's trying to talk to the other creatures.
Gotcha.
It tries to sort of move past them to chomp down at you, but it's far too eager, and so it ignores the other three and their carefully crafted combat. You're able to... Do you use a shield? You don't use a shield. You're able to grab its maw and fucking knee it in the face because of its over-eagerness. It seems staggered for a moment. Then it's your turn, Hector.
I will die, but not today. I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Searing Smite.
Man, why is my initiative -1? Oh, because I know it's based
dexterity.
On it. It's based. Yep, I'm with you.
I'm there as well.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yep, then you need to make a melee attack. So you cast, what was it, Searing Light is it called?
Searing Smite.
Searing Smite. Your sword glows with a holy energy and feels hot to the touch, but not too hot that you can't wield it. And you attack.
And then I'm going to attack twice. Pew, pew.
Your first attack hits. Your second attack is a miss.
I'm going to attack the big guy.
Yeah.
Big guy. You deal 18 points of damage to him, and he's set ablaze with holy light. Every round, he'll take a d6 damage from being on fire unless he makes a constitution saving throw to
not
prevent himself. Yeah, to Mad. Not be on fire. Tiffany, you... You hear the sounds of combat. You whip around and you can see your friend or if you consider him an enemy, whatever. Hector is, regardless, surrounded by hyena creatures.
I think to myself, oh, my friend.
Now we know.
Now finally I'm aware.
I just didn't want to assume, you know?
No.
Oh, that's nice of you. I gotta go get him. I say, Dad, look!
I'll whip around.
Can I use my witch bolt? How far away? Can I run and shoot a witch bolt?
Yeah, with your
it?
Cunning action, you can actually.
Aha! Twiddle my mustache. My cunning action.
Do you have a mustache?
It's part of your teeth.
This is meta me having a mustache.
You have a mustache?
Not in game.
There's three levels of cats.
The one with the moustache is floating above all of us.
Watching over us.
Meta Jackson doesn't have a moustache.
Goodness.
He's just got a beard.
He's Amish.
Sometimes
he's of the Amish faith.
Sometimes the sky is clear and I can see in through to heaven.
Yeah?
And I see Elvis waving down at me.
Adam, that's beautiful.
Thank you. So I'm just talking about meta ourselves.
I use my cunning...
action to get
action.
There.
Action.
Right. I forget I roll these things. And after all that, you miss.
I don't fall or anything, though?
Sorry?
I just miss?
You just miss.
Okay.
You cast the electric.
With just like a deft hand of your move, you just grab a knife and
stab your dad again.
Throat.
Now I'm suspicious.
As I miss, I sneeze and fall, and my mage hand shoots out and slaps dad.
Just falls out of you, like falling out of your pocket.
Like it comes out of my nose at lightning speed.
Stab.
The electricity just cackles and leaps all over the place without striking anyone.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Everyone saw what I tried to do.
The hyena creatures seem somewhat freaked out by the display of magic, both from Hector and from you, Tiffany. And they... they don't scatter, but they're a bit more wary now when they go in for the attack. They split their attention. So two of them fire at Tiffany, with the ones with the longbows. One hits.
Ooh.
Tiffany, you take.
Ouch!
Ouch!
Me out of deals.
Ouch! Ouch!
Tiffany, you take 6 points of damage.
Ow!
Ah, gee whiz.
Dad,
they're getting me.
Ow, Dad, I just took 12 points of damage. Dad, please come help.
Come back to me when you've taken 24.
Can never be good enough for you.
Two of them fire at Sir Hector. One hits, dealing 7 points of damage to Sir Hector.
Those sons of bitches.
Then, two of them with spears close in on Tiffany.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to save my daughter. I'm going to have to.
Dad, I'm stuck being attacked.
Dad,
who will
you...
save me? Hector, you can't.
Hector, you're not allowed. Get away. Get away.
Oh, my Hector. Oh, my God. You're embarrassing me.
Like, come on. Okay. I felt the beast that... Oh, I'll go.
Okay. I don't know. This is a weird business I'm going to leave. Nelly, stop eating your own arsehole.
She's cleaning herself.
There's several places in your body to clean.
You don't have to always go for the butthole, Nelly.
It might be the dirtiest place on the dog.
I guess dogs can't wipe.
Well, they can. Just
with their tongue.
I guess. Just understand I'm very unhappy.
She'd learn how to speak dog so you can tell her.
But she'd be like, Jackson, that's the only way I can get it clean. And I'd be like, well,
she's like, you going to wipe me?
I mean, no.
Big boy with big papers to wipe me with? Is that what's happening?
Mally, look, if you're just going to... I'm happy for you to wipe
paper. Gross.
The two hyena creatures that close in on you, Tiffany, just launch into this dizzying array of attacks and blows.
No.
You're used to fighting when you have the advantage, not when they have the advantage. And the practiced attacks of ducking, feinting, and waiting till your enemy is distracted are finally used against you. Perhaps you wonder, oh, is this what I've done to other people previously? You take, between their attacks, 41 points of damage.
Oh, God!
Dropping you to one
hit
points. Oh, jeez.
No.
Oh, okay.
Vengeance. Vengeance, come for me. Slash dad.
Slash dad. Oh, imagine if the horse saved you and I didn't.
Oh, I really would put my eggs in the horse's basket right now. Track record going.
It's all right. If I don't save you, the horse will. That's horse loyalty right there. Now, I reckon I can...
Horsepower.
That is horsepower. Fuck, horses are powerful. Their muscles. Oh.
But will horsepower be enough to save Tiffany, or will her father have to step up for once? Find out next time on The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah. No.